So on Capitol Hill, we've been discussing the Elena Kagan nomination. She's, of course, trying to be an associate justice of the Supreme Court. She was up at the Judiciary Committee yesterday and received questions. On yesterday's program, we discussed a new study that reviewed hundreds of hours of transcripts from hearings like Kagan's over the last 70 years.
And they found in this study that women and minority candidates are often questioned more thoroughly and pressed further on judicial philosophies. And our listeners had a lot to say about this study and its findings. One listener wondered about the scientific accuracy of the study itself.
Since the study went back to 1939, obviously the women and the minorities have been much more recent. So if things have become more partisan, how do you control for that? The fact that the women and minorities are in the more partisan period now when everybody's quizzed harder.
Well, there's a lot of conversation over on our website, thetakeaway.org. Listener L wondered if the different questioning methods should be worn as a badge of honor. L wrote that although it is true that in the questioning there is indeed more grilling, it is not anti-woman to do such a thing, since it is acknowledging that a woman is more intelligent and judicially capable. Perhaps that's one interpretation. A woman is more capable to take it and should be held to a higher standard, one that has her proving her intellectual prowess and legal savvy. Males, after all, cannot have so much expected of them. Well, thanks for giving us a pass there, Elle. That's good. As a man.
Well, you mean that you don't have as much expectation?
You got to go soft on the men.
Right. Well, then they surprise you when they reach expectations, right? Is that the theory?
That's what I try to do every day.
Pat wrote, I think the Republican committee members are having trouble wrapping their heads around this candidate who is clearly so well qualified in her background and temperament. I'm stunned they would question her qualifications. She was the dean of Harvard Law School, for crying out loud. Would they do this if the candidate were a man?
In yesterday's program, you may recall, we discussed the unusual amount of time and effort Republican senators were spent questioning not only the work and viewpoints of Supreme Court nominee Kagan, but also her one-time former boss, former Justice Thurgood Marshall.
Justice Marshall's judicial force
is Justice Thurgood Marshall.
Thurgood Marshall is another.
She clerk for Justice Marshall.
Justice Marshall's judicial philosophy.
The line of questioning suggested Justice Marshall was an activist judge. Didn't just suggest it. Jeff Sessions of Alabama said he was a liberal activist judge. He was called far outside the mainstream of Americans at the time, and many Takeaway listeners disagreed that his record was far from center. Gordon posted, Marshall's fair-minded arguments for ending segregated schools are based on core values that most Americans share. The Republicans don't like him for this, so they call him a judicial activist, said he was against state rights, but their conservative colleagues on the Supreme Court just eliminated an important state right to regulate handguns. Why is that okay, but not okay to strike down segregation laws?
Of course, Thurgood Marshall was arguing that case. He wasn't on the court in that particular instance, so of course he was an activist. What's your take? Reach us at 8778-MY-TAKE or go to the website, thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.